So one day I was reading a book on the bank of the creek that ran behind my parents' house. I was 15 years old and enjoying the sunshine and the breeze of a spring day, not unlike today. And I looked up at that bank, and I saw something that was out of place. I excavated what turned out to be an old leather sole of a shoe. This was the first of many discoveries that I would make while living there. I found bullets, buttons, buckles, and other things over the years, for you see, where my parents' home was had been an encampment for soldiers preparing for the first battle of Bull Run. That shoe leather made me curious as to whom it belonged. Was it from a spare set of shoes, or from a soldier who never made it home again? Were they young or old? Did they have a family? Were they a farmer or a businessman? Did they read, and if so, what? Who were they? This was my first foray into archaeology, and it would not be my last. In college, I majored in history and took classes in anthropology, archaeology, and library science to help me find and understand the stories of those who had come before me. I studied the best and the worst of the human condition. I read stories of people fighting over land, money, subjugation of peoples, fear of the other in all of its many forms, religion, and the many other senseless reasons for fighting. I also studied people who fought against all of these things. Stories of brave men and women who said, "This isn't okay. Your fear is not worth harming others. We are better than this." Now, this is Memorial Day weekend, a time when we honor the men, the women, and in my world, the animals who paid the ultimate price in battle. The battles fought on land, in the air, by sea, and in the bodies and minds of those who return home and still succumb to the ravages of war. And while this holiday asked us to specifically honor those who died in battle for this country, our first principle of the inherent worth and dignity of all people means I cannot ignore that there are those who died in battle the world over, the centuries over, and I grieve for and I honor them too. Now, you can ask, what does any of this have to do with the title of the service, "What a Curious People"? Or what does it have to do with T's reflection of spiritual but not religious? And honestly, when I sat down to write, I wondered that too. But it didn't seem right to skip over the solemnity of the weekend and pretend like it didn't exist. I read a little book that Reverend Lydia gave me, "Bless All Who Serve." And I have a few copies back in the minister's office, which I cannot get into, so if you want one, I can give it to you next week. And in this book, I came across a writing by the poet Khalil Gibran. "All things in this creation exist within you, and all things in you exist in creation. There is no border between you and the closest things, and there is no distinction between you and the furthest things. And all the things from the lowest to the loftiest, from the smallest to the greatest, are within you as equal things. In one atom are found all of the elements of the earth. In one motion of the mind are found all the motions of all the laws of existence. In one drop of water are found the secrets of all the endless oceans. In one aspect of you are found all the aspects of existence. Your life has no end, and you shall live forevermore." In one reading, I was able to tie it all together in my mind. I have seen your things, and I am curious to know who you were. I devote my studies to learning why you were, who you were, and remembering you, so you will never truly be gone. Religion has no impact on the fact that I am connected to you, to the ground that you walked on, and the stars that you slept under. As the Union General Daniel Butterfield penned, "Day is done, gone the sun, from the lake, from the hills, from the sky, all is well, safely rest, God is nigh." Please take a brief moment to remember those lost to us. May they never be truly forgotten, and may the day soon come where others no longer join them. Peace be with us all, and blessed be.